This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. The Securities and Exchange Commission caught up to the 21st century today. The agency issued a ruling basically saying, okay, guys, you were right. Posting corporate news on Twitter or Facebook is just as legit as a media release or a regulatory filing. The SEC even said it encouraged companies to seek out new forms of communication to better connect with shareholders. Memo to the SEC, Facebook's about a decade old, but anyway, the whole brouhaha over tweeting and Facebooking corporate news started last summer with a Facebook post by Netflix CEO Reed Hastings. Joseph Grunfest is a former SEC commissioner who teaches business and law at Stanford. Professor Grunfest, welcome.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
So remind us exactly what the CEO of Netflix posted on his Facebook page that caused such a ruckus in the first place.
He posted information indicating that the company had crossed 1 billion hours of viewing per month. And it was kind of surprising to me that the SEC got so uncomfortable about that, because the company's own general counsel had testified before Congress just 2 weeks before that the company was almost at a billion hours per month.
Yeah. But what was the SEC's argument?
Well, the SEC's argument is that this information about a billion hours per month was material, non-public information, and it should have been disclosed through different means to the market as a whole. It shouldn't have appeared on Reed Hastings' personal Facebook page without prior notification to the market that that's where people should go in order to find this sort of information.
So the SEC is now saying this is okay. Twitter, Facebook, they're legitimate channels for distributing investor news. Do you think companies are going to start issuing everything through social media first now?
No, I think it'll only be for special situations where companies will tend to use social media. The typical disclosures by publicly traded companies, for example, their forms 10-K and their 10-Qs, the very large forms, will continue to be disclosed regular way. You can't post that on Facebook, and you certainly can't tweet all that information out and get it into the marketplace.
Do you think companies could take advantage of this in any way? Could they use this ruling to their advantage in some way on social media?
Sure. You know, if you've got a large consumer base or an investor base that's heavily invested in Facebook as a communications channel or that tweets a lot, why wouldn't you communicate with your user base the same way that they communicate with themselves?
Yeah. But here's a question. At what point can you still call it social media if these sites are basically, you know, another distribution channel for corporate news? Are we taking the social out of social media and it's becoming corporate media?
There is a sense in which Facebook and Twitter are becoming new forms of doing corporate press releases. But even if that's true, what's the matter with that? These are channels that began as social media. They're now social media and more. And I think that just speaks to the great success of the medium.
I thought it was a little funny in its statement today, the SEC, in referring to Facebook and Twitter, somehow they called it new information channels. We encourage the use of new information channels. How many folks at the SEC are on Facebook and Twitter actively, do you think?
Well, you know, my guess is that the number of people at the SEC actively on Facebook and Twitter is probably smaller than the number of people at Facebook and Twitter who are on Facebook and Twitter.
And what about the people running these big public companies, like the CEOs and the senior execs and the directors? Are those people, you know, tweeting every 24 hours a day, or what do you think?
Well, you know, different companies have very different social media profiles. You know, for example, Goldman Sachs tweeted to the SEC the other day, thanks for allowing the use of social media to disclose this information.
Joseph Grunfest at Stanford's Rock Center for Corporate Governance, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
That Facebook post by Netflix CEO Reed Hastings wasn't the first controversial corporate tweet. We've put together a slideshow of some pretty big blunders. You can cast your vote for the worst. Just go to marketplace.org.